But the rest of my excitement is that not only can we have any possible timbre, but these can be in any possible tuning. At last, it's possible to leave the limits of the equally tempered scale and use any form of tuning that might tickle our ears. How bad and good is our 12-note scale? Let's compare, on a basic organ stop, a sustained arpeggio, first in equal temperament. Now in perfect tuning. Here's a chord, first in equal temperament. Again, in perfect tuning. I should mention that by perfect tuning here, I mean an extended form of what traditionally has been called just intonation, but carried on up to the 13th or more partial. It's easier to hear the difference with high-pitched strings. First, two short chords in equal temperament. And in perfect tuning. Again, but longer. First equal tempered, then perfect. A perfectly tuned scale sounds similar to the natural scale on a horn. And from that, you can certainly hear where the horn rip comes from. But for older Western music, the best way to tune is mean tone intonation. With a computer, it's simple to modulate anywhere, retuning as we go, and avoid all the Wolf intervals, which was the only reason we ever gave up such a good-sounding scale in the first place. But the worst way to tune is probably this temperament of 13 equal steps. It's a good test of a tool's power that it can produce results as perfectly bad as that. The same tool will also allow us to write music in perfect tune, or copy the scales of Bali, Java, Tibet, India, or anything else we might imagine. It's a tool whose age has truly come. I can hardly wait for the next step. There's a story attributed to Sir Ernest Rutherford, which I'm constantly reminded of. He used to say, "There are only two kinds of science, physics and butterfly collecting." Thanks for allowing me to share a few of my favorite butterfly specimens with you.